Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Bondus Podcast. It is me. It is I, Savannah Boda. And yeah, it's wild. It's a wild life that I live, to be honest. People always like, your life just seems so great. And you know, I don't think many of you would last one day in my life because I don't even think sometimes I just black out. I wake up and I feel like I just black out and I just do all the shit that I have to do. And then I get home and I just go to bed and I wake up and I just black out again. Like, it just like my life goes by so fast. I have so much to do every single day that I just feel like I just like go into like robotic mode and just like, you know, it's like almost like animals in the wild when they're being preyed on and they just go, what is it called? It's like when your adrenaline, you go into, what's it called? I'm so pregnant. I can't remember anything. Starvation mode. No. Hibernation mode. No. Survival mode. That's what it is. You go into survival mode and you just, you know, it just kicks in that adrenaline and you just like get through the day and then you get home and you're like, what just happened? Like, have you ever had those days where you just like drive somewhere and then you get there and you're like, I do not remember driving here. Like, what happened the last 20 minutes, you know, and you're almost like afraid and you're like, I wasn't like paying attention, but like somehow like I just went into autopilot and I just showed up here. I think that's so scary when that happens because I'm like, was I being a defensive driver? Like, was I, you know what I'm saying? It's so weird, but that happens to me all the time where I just kind of go into autopilot. And I think a lot of it comes too from being a dancer growing up. You know, you just learn these dances and then you go on stage and it's just your body moves. Like, you don't even have to think about it. It just like your body does it for you. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. Bodies are wild. Life is wild. It's crazy. But anyway, so today's episode, we're going to talk about how to stay in your lane because I feel like this is something that a lot of people need to hear and something that like I had to learn because I wanted to be all up in everybody's lane. I'm like, your lane looks fun. Your lane looks cool. Your lane looks better than my lane. Let me get in it. So how to stay in your lane, you guys. I promise you, it is so hard. And I know some of y'all are probably like, well, of course you want to stay in your lane, Savannah, because your lane's pretty cool. But my lane wasn't always the cool lane. My lane used to be like the gravelly, like nasty lane with some roadkill on it, like an armadillo to your left, a little squirrel to your right. Like, it wasn't the desired, nicely paved highway interstate lane. Okay. It was a rough lane. And I had to stay in that lane. I had to focus on my lane and, you know, slowly do construction on my lane. I had to get those little animal critter bodies cleaned up. You know, I had to get rid of that gravel, get some nice black concrete. What is it? What do you drive on? I don't even know. Is it concrete? I don't fucking know. But my lane, she's good now. But you have to focus on your lane or else your lane's going to just be shit forever, you know? And how do you do that when you have so many people on Instagram that you look up to or you're jealous of or you're comparing yourself to them or, you know, it's just so much competition. And it comes down really to your mindset. And you have to just say, you know what? My lane's not as cool as her lane. Her lane looks better than my lane. But guess what? I don't care about that. Good for her. Her lane's awesome. I'm very happy for her. I'm going to focus on my lane. Because again, her lane is just going to keep getting better. You're going to sit over here in your lane and just be staring at her lane. And her lane's getting freaking bridges and like some like toll roads and like some awesome overpasses and stuff. And your lane is just getting more dead animals because you're not focusing on it. And for a long time, you guys, my entire freaking life, I have always compared myself to other people. I've always focused about what other people are doing instead of taking care of myself and going to the gym and, you know, working out and working on my body. I would sit on Instagram for 3 hours and stalk a bitch that had a great body and be like, damn, I wish I looked like her instead of getting my ass up and taking those 3 hours I spent on Instagram envying other women. I could have taken those 3 hours and gone and worked out and take care of myself and all of those things. So it's easier to sit from the sideline and say, I wish I had that than to be in the game and be the player playing the game and making it happen for you. And, you know, you're never going to get to that place if you sit there and you tell yourself that you can't. and you're never going to be at your goal weight, or you're never going to be successful, or you're never going to look like that, or you're never going to do this. And, you know, it's draining mentally to do that to yourself, and it's depressing. You have to start focusing on yourself. There are only so many hours in a day. If you're spending those hours focusing on somebody else's life and comparing yourself, you're missing so many opportunities to better yourself. And it took me a long time to realize that. It took a lot of therapy. It took a lot of just depression, anxiety, like eating disorders, like always me taking the easy way out, not saying that, you know, starving yourself is the easy way out, but instead of, you know, taking care of my body, fueling my body, working out, I was sad, pitiful me, like, oh, I'm fat, I'm just not going to eat, versus having the mindset of, hey, you know what, my body's not the way I want it to be right now, so I'm going to eat it good foods, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to work out, because it was easier to be sad and, you know, take the low road. And that's not the same for everybody, you know, everyone's different, but that's my personal struggle. And something that I've always done is I just shut down and I just have toxic bad habits. So instead of, you know, taking a negative and making it a positive, I make it even worse. Like, I feel fat, I'm depressed. Let's just, like, you know, starve yourself and make your hair weak and your skin look like crap and, you know, hurt your body versus flourish in your body, you know? So, when I got into the aesthetics industry, I compared myself to everyone. I came in and I had no lip filler, no Botox, nothing. And I felt like, just like, I don't know, I just felt like I wasn't, like, pretty, you know? I felt like I needed, like, lash extensions, and I felt like I needed my lips done and laser hair removal and, like, all of these things to feel like I belonged in the beauty industry. Cause I was like, I feel like I don't belong. I'm just like this little freaking 19-year-old that, you know, looks like a 12-year-old. And I felt like I had to have all these things to, like, fit in and be in the industry. And so I did all of these things, and, you know, I still, you know, there's always something missing deep down inside, because, you know, the amount of things you do to yourself, you won't ever feel content until you feel it in your heart, you know? So anyways, for me, the moment I stopped comparing myself to other people, the moment I stopped saying, like, wow, like, how is she doing that? Like, I could never do that. I could never. That's when my business took off. That's when I became the Dallas esthetician. That's when everything changed for me. It was when I literally got on Instagram just to do my stuff and got off. And I didn't spend time focusing on other people, what, you know, the girl down the street was doing, or what med spa was doing this and what med spa was doing that. Like, I just really focused on my craft. I said, you know what? I might not be the prettiest, but I'm going to be the smartest. And I think that's, like, the number one thing that people really lose touch of when it comes to social media and this, like, esthetician Instagram fame that everybody wants, is you have to be good at what you do. Like, you can make awesome graphics. You can, you know, be the most beautiful girl in the room, take great photo shoot photos. Like, you can do all of that. But at the end of the day, if you're not good at what you do, like, that beauty is going to fade. We all get old. And there's always going to be someone that's better at graphics than you, or someone that can do it better than you. You know, you have to have something that is going to make your business sustainable in the long run. And that's your craft. Like, you have, first and foremost, you have to be a good esthetician. You have to be able to give those results, whatever you're doing, whether it's waxing, lashes, microblading, skincare, acne, microneedling, lasers, like, whatever you're doing, you need to be freaking bomb at it. So you need to practice that. And then, you know, there are so many people. You don't have to be the prettiest person in the room. You don't have to be the youngest. You don't have to have the best Instagram page. There are so many estheticians that make so much money that literally have, like, 400 followers on Instagram because they're good at what they do. Now, it's fun to have the whole package. And that's something I really wanted for myself, is to, like, you know, be able to have good graphics and also be a good esthetician. And it takes time, and you're never going to get there if you're focusing on everybody else around you and what they're doing. And also, I feel like it really, like, dulls your creativity, and it just makes it harder to be unique when you're just seeing, like, other people's content all the time. You just feel like you don't have your own thoughts. You know, it's just like the media, the same thing. It's like you're being fed this stuff constantly. It's engraved in your head and you're seeing it and you're seeing it and you're seeing it and it's being shoved down your throat. And then all of a sudden you don't have even your own thoughts or opinions and you don't even know it because you've just been fed other people's agenda for such a long time, you know? And so I think the more you like take that time to really figure out who you are as a person, who you are as an esthetician, or who you are in general, it just really makes a difference in your life and your livelihood and how you feel and your confidence and things like that. I think when you live your life and you're so unapologetically you, that's what attracts people to you. And it's so nice to finally like have other people love that about you too. You know, you spend so many years just hating yourself and not knowing who you are. And then all of a sudden you just say, fuck it. And you start living your life the way you want to live it. And you start living for yourself and you start putting yourself first and you stop chasing after men to bring you happiness and you make that happiness happen yourself and you stop worrying about, oh, I need to be, you know, this to have this. You know, you start saying, I'm just going to do it because I want to do it for myself. And you do. And then you just close your eyes and open them one day and you have what you have. And it's crazy. And people always ask me like, how did I get here? I swear you guys, like I was saying at the beginning of this podcast, it's like I woke up one day and blacked out and then here we are, you know, I just grinded and grinded and grinded and, you know, made things happen for myself. I didn't wait for people to give me permission. I didn't wait for someone to tell me yes. Like one of the things that hurts me the most is when people say that my parents helped me because they didn't. And I love my parents, but I have, you know, a lot of resentment towards them because I felt so abandoned and alone. And I grew up in a very supportive household. And the second I decided not to be a nurse and go to college, my parents really just made me feel like a piece of shit. And yeah, like I was going to be living on their couch until I was 30 and that it was embarrassing that I was the first one not to go to college and, you know, that I was going to be broke and, you know, lots of other fun things that they said to me. But of course, now they're so proud of me. But, you know, I did this shit by myself and it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of effort. It took a lot of just balancing finances and, you know, putting my all back into my business and not worrying about myself and having to get crafty and, you know, trade services. If I wanted my hair done, I would trade it for a facial. If I wanted my nails done, I'd trade it for a facial. Like everything I did for my business. And you have to be very like selfish with your business too. And, you know, focus on that and stop focusing on other people. I lost a lot of friends during that time because I was not wanting to go out and party and drink till 2 a.m. I had a business to run and I was busy doing dishes till 11 o'clock at night. Some nights, you know, there was a time where it was just me and I didn't have all these people working for me. And I had late nights and I would sit there the days I didn't have clients and I would market or watch a webinar or, you know, just read my esthetician books and take notes. And just, I was just so focused on being amazing. And I told myself there was just no way in hell I would let this fail. And I think a lot of my motivation came from my parents not supporting me and them kind of being like, good luck, you know? I think a lot of that was me wanting to prove that I could do this and I couldn't, not only was I going to do this, but I was going to do it fucking well. And, you know, one of the things that makes me smile is when I'll hear my dad over the phone when I used to live with him. And he'd say, yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. Like Savannah just really just shocked us with this whole business. And I remember my first year when I showed him, you know, how much money I brought in, he was like, I'm so sorry I didn't believe in you. And I'm so sorry I didn't help you with like planning for your business to be this big. Cause I mean, I had like nothing set up. Like we thought I was going to come home with like $30 at the end of the year. Like my dad was like, oh, cute. She's playing spa, you know? My mom believed in me more, but of course, you know, she had her reservations with it. But when she saw me go to the spa every day and just sit there, even when I didn't have clients, like she knew I was working really hard. But yeah, my dad was like, fuck, we need to help you get your books together because you don't know what you're doing and you are really bad at math, Savannah. Like you're really bad. And So that was fun. So he kind of kicks himself for that because it was a really shitty tax year because he had to help me get my taxes together because I like legitimately didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, I made money and that's that. But to look to where I am now and having this stable business and, you know, being able to have employees and pay them and give them a livelihood and, you know, all these things would never have happened for me if I was still focused on other people. Like I would still have those armadillos and squirrels and that gravelly road and I would still be miserable and sad. And, you know, you can't do everything overnight, but when you start focusing, time flies so fast when you're busy and you're hustling and you're getting through it. And honestly, if somebody told me that I would be who I am today when I was in esthetician school, I would absolutely be on the ground rolling laughing and I would be like, that's so funny. Like you're a liar. But everything happens because you make it happen for yourself. It's not just going to show up. It's not just going to like walk into your lap one day. And it feels so good, you guys, when you do it yourself. Yes, did I have so much resentment towards my parents? Like, because they grew up with money. I mean, I grew up with money with my family. You know, I had a good, supportive, middle-class family, you know? And I was used to them helping me out with stuff. And when I got into the aesthetics industry, they didn't want to help me because they're like, no, we're not helping you. This is not what we wanted for you. If you go to college, we'll help you. But if you're not in college, we're not going to help you. And I felt so much resentment because I was like, you guys can give me a loan. Like, you guys can help me. Like, I just need $100. And they wouldn't do it. And I'm so thankful that they didn't because now I can say I'm self-made. Now I can say I didn't have any handouts. Now I can really and truly, you know, be able to be everything I want to be and not feel like, oh, it's because somebody helped me out. I made that shit happen for myself and it's the most rewarding feeling. In the moment, did I scream and cry and want to punch a wall and be like, why the fuck? Like, you guys have the money to help me. Why won't you help me? Yeah, for sure. But now looking at it now, like, I'm so happy that they didn't because nobody can say that I am where I am today because of them helping me, you know? And I have that pride and I have that that I can hold close to my heart and say, you did that, Savannah, by yourself. So it's just a crazy thing. Life is just crazy. And, you know, you have to just take the bull by the horns and you have to make things happen for yourself. And honestly, you know, whether you have your family help you, if you can have your family help you, go for it. But personally for me, like, I just feel like I feel so much more in control of my life. And I feel so much more like of that pride and self-assurance that I didn't have to have a loan. I didn't need my parents' money. And, you know, I did it myself. And that's something like I will always be so thankful for because it taught me really how to manage my own money and how to make things happen, you know, and not just run to your mommy and daddy when the piggy bank runs out and you're like, oh shit, you know, I need help with this or I need help with that. I mean, it just makes all the difference. And just your self-esteem, I think, when you are able to do something 100% yourself. And again, if you can't and you have parents that will help you or you have, you know, family members that'll help you, like there's no shame in that. Part of me sometimes knows it would have been easier and I probably would have been where I am now a little bit faster if my parents had helped me in that way financially. But now that I am where I am without it, I'm like, fuck it. I'm glad I didn't because now I have that like clout and pride in myself, you know? But there's no shame in it. If you want to, like, and you have that resource, like, go for it. But again, if you're not and you're in the same boat that I'm in, or I was in, it's awesome. Like, it's such a cool thing and you'll get there. I promise. So yeah, stay in your lane, you guys. Focus on building your beautiful, beautiful highway road and stop focusing about everyone else on Instagram and what they're doing and who they're fucking and who they're, you know, going to dinner with and all of that. Like, just don't worry about it. You have to focus on yourself. And when you start to do that, you will see a lot of changes in your life. So there are only so many hours in a day. Make them count and take care of yourself and just see if you start today where you'll be next year in 2022. It's just crazy. All right. I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday and, you know, I hope your lane stays great.